This is a guided meditation together with rosemary. And if you're able, if you have rosemary, why don't you get it now so that we can actually include experientially putting this beautiful essential oil on points while we sit. So I'm taking out my lovely Rosemary officinalis. That happens to be from Morocco, this one. And I'm taking out one drop divided between two fingers. So if you'd like to do the same, if you don't have any rosemary with you, don't worry about it. Just imagine the fragrance of rosemary. And you can even imagine that you have one drop divided between two fingers. And then you're going to place it over point lung one, which is on your quantum acupuncture points chart, but I can also tell you very easily where it is right now. If you go to the far end of your clavicle, the bone that protrudes below your neck that goes horizontally, just follow along the edge of the clavicle going out to your shoulders. And when you reach the inner edge of your shoulder, roll down into the groove that's between your shoulder and your chest and just under your clavicle. And then slide your fingers down from there about an inch. And that's point lung one. And then once you find it, you can switch fingers. I have my feeling fingers and then my oiled up fingers. And then place your oiled up fingers on the point. Very light touch. Eyes closed. And we invite in the spirit, the essence of rosemary. Particularly as the spirit manifests through the essential oil, we invite that spirit to us to reveal to us what it would like us to know at this time. And also asking for an opening and a relaxing of this particular meridian, of our lung meridian, so that it may receive fully the vibration of this rosemary oil. And giving great gratitude for this amazing plant that has been with us for so long and has graced our palates, our bellies, it has been such a beautiful and integral part of many cultures over time. if you have your fingers still up on the point, and it feels like all the movement that wants to happen has happened, you can release those. Maybe if there's a bit of oil on your fingers, you might like to just gently dab a little under the nose. And noticing right now, first, the sensations that you might have in relationship to energy movement. And part of the way that you can do this is, instead of placing your attention on your mind and what is flowing through your mind, the thoughts unfolding from your mind, which is what we're very used to doing, put your attention on your experience, on the totality of your experience. So to do that, generally, we have to kind of zoom out. Imagine if you were a camera lens, you were zooming out to wide so that the goings-on of the mind become just one small part of the fullness of the experience that's unfolding for you right now. Part of that experience may be sounds in the background. Of course, the sound of my voice. The fragrance of rosemary itself is part of this experience. Your breathing, noticing and also noticing any body sensations. Oftentimes our attention will get drawn to places where we feel uncomfortable or restricted. But also notice where you feel very comfortable. Where you feel softly settled in. Noticing somewhere in your being, in your body, mind, this kernel, this nugget of satiation, of a knowing and a sense of ease and completeness. Where is that nugget in your experience and in your imagination? Maybe you feel it in your belly or in the center of your heart, between your eyebrows. Maybe it's surrounding your whole being. I want you to notice that nugget of completeness, of ease, of satiation. And as you notice it, you can feel it growing. Very naturally and beautifully extending into other parts of your body. Into deeper recesses of the mind. And if there's any place where you feel the tension clench or resistance, or avoidance, you just breathe in that essence of rosemary and simultaneously feel this quality of peaceful equanimity, of rightness, of completeness fill and surround that space or that place. Beyond trying to make anything feel a certain way or be a certain way, beyond the making, the forcing, there is a flow, a wisdom and ease. That flow, that wisdom, that ease is the current that contains the peace that passes all understanding. It's the current that contains the knowledge, the deep wisdom, that from the biggest, highest, and also deepest perspective, everything is just as it should be. You are just as you should be. In this dimension, in this field that rosemary generates, there's no such thing as shoulds. And as you breathe, the essence, the sweet spirit of rosemary, deeper and deeper into your being, and you feel it permeate into the center of every cell, into the center of every organ. Feeling it travel places and spaces that you didn't know you might be disconnected from. Take the rosemary into those places now. And allow rosemary specifically into places where fear likes to hang out, but in particular, those places where you might be procrastinating or stalling on taking action with something that you really, on many levels, want so badly. Maybe it's writing, maybe it's dancing, maybe it's singing, maybe it's shifting the way you orient yourself in your practice or in your family life, changing the way you stand up for yourself in relationship. Having a hard conversation with someone, any place where you've known that, on a heart level, you've known that a movement wants to happen, an action wants to unfold, and yet instead of actually taking the action, you've gotten in the habit of thinking about it, churning it over and over again, thinking about it, keeping a distance, thinking about it. Right now, I want you to invite Rosemary into that space and place, into that dynamic. There's nothing you have to do other than just invite Rosemary in. Invite in the blessings. I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes and just allow Rosemary to flood in, surround, and permeate any of these spaces or places in your body mind. And listen as perhaps Rosemary might have some messages for you. Again, there's nothing you need to do other than release and call out the invitation to Rosemary. Ask for it to come to these places and spaces of resistance or struggle or procrastination, and ask for its blessings. And asking Rosemary right now if it has any images or words to share with you about any of these predicaments you might find yourself in. Now asking Rosemary to give you a message about how it is that you work best. What is the best and easiest and most natural way for action to flow through you? What is the most graceful, most natural way for action and creativity to flow through you and into the world? Asking Rosemary. And in closing, we're going to open up the crown chakra, the top of the head, and opening up also the root chakra at the base of the body, and feeling both the essence, feeling, seeing, knowing the essence of the medicine of Rosemary, of the reviver, of the keeper of bee wisdom, flowing through your body into the earth, from the earth up through into the head, into the higher self. A beautiful bidirectional flow of Rosemary essence, of your higher self essence, of the essence of the earth, and the essence of your inherited constitution, all flowing and intermingling now, moving up and down, smoothly engaging and interacting with one another. And as they are doing so, there's a great cross-pollination, invigoration. And feeling the blessings of rosemary. And the very particular blessing of the resolution of any conflict or struggle around who you are and what you're meant to do or who you're meant to be in this life. Any conflict, any struggle in regards to any of that, receiving the beautiful medicine of rosemary, the kiss of rosemary right now. Feeling rosemary remind you that what you want, what your heart and soul truly long for, also wants you. What you want also wants you. And that medicine of rosemary, allowing the artificial, the superficial, and the resistant aspects of personality self to simply melt away. To simply melt away. And now you can simply be who you are. Be who you are. Unfolding into the moment, unfolding into the world with naturalness, with ease, with purposefulness. And with the grace, with the grace that is so uniquely you. Taking a moment to give gratitude to Rosemary, respect and appreciation. And giving gratitude, I'm giving gratitude to you with respect and acknowledgement of who you are. And to myself and for you, to yourself. Respect and acknowledgement. To our true nature and also to the nature of our humanness in this world at this time.